planting seeds and carefully watering and tending the seedlings as though they were newborn babes. Now the plants had borne fruit, and every afternoon a couple of men knelt in the dirt or mud, fought off grasshoppers and mosquitoes, and weeded. Thomas wasn't sure why he was continually on weeding detail, but since it was a far sight better than latrine digging, he went about the task without complaint. He enjoyed being near the water, liked looking out into the expanse of it, and letting his thoughts drift like one of the paddle boats he spied from time to time. It was a gift to look at something so serene while toiling in the soil. Except on days like today, when the humidity rose from Lake Erie like a specter, and he was sweating like a racehorse in August. Feeling as though his cotton shirt was suffocating him, he began unbuttoning it.
"Baker," the guard called out again, "what are you doing?"
Mentally, Thomas rolled his eyes. The Lord had given Clyde Carson both a big mouth and a small brain.
"Taking off my shirt," he said as his fingers worked the buttons.
Again, mentally, he added his pet name for the guard. "Taking off my shirt, Clay," on account of the man being so slow. But he had probably said too much, even without the name. Been too free with his tone. It really was no wonder the Yankees had festooned him off in the middle of the Great Lakes. He never had learned to control his mouth. When the guard stared at him suspiciously, Thomas held up his arm.
"It was getting soiled."
"Oh,
all right, but be quick about it."
Like it even mattered whether he stripped quickly or slowly. They had nothing but time to kill on this island. After he removed his oft-mended shirt, he knelt down again and pulled at a clump of weeds. It was muggy enough that he had to wipe the sweat from his brow every 5 minutes. He grunted. When they got out of here, he was going to hightail it back to Texas, back to Fort Worth. He wasn't sure what he was going to do, but he sure wasn't ever going to weed again if he could help it. The men around him, his fellow prisoners, grinned at him. One or two even laughed at his grimace. His total dislike of gardening was a constant source of amusement for the lot of them.
"You ever grow anything before, Baker?"
Major Ethan Kelly asked from about 2 yards away. Thomas glanced up from his row of string beans to meet the major's eye. As usual, their elegant major was handling the chore with ease. He still had on his cotton shirt. It looked clean and fresh. Actually, the only indication of the major's physical exertions was two neatly rolled sleeves.
"No, sir. You?"
The major chuckled as he walked over to the next row of plants, then crouched down.
"Never. But I'm finding digging in the dirt rather restful."
Fingering the small green clump of tomatoes on one of the vines, he said,
"I have a feeling these are going to be the best tomatoes I've ever eaten." "I bet they will be, if you get to eat them. Old Philly over there is looking like he's already planning his next meal."
Major Kelly sat back on his haunches.
"You and your names," he scoffed. "One day the guards are going to overhear your made-up names for them, and you'll pay for the disrespect."
"Probably," Thomas said, agreeing easily.
But that was the thing, he supposed. His mouth always had gotten him into trouble. He reckoned it always would, until something happened that taught him to learn from his mistakes once and for all. But that was no matter. He was already so used to hardship and scrambling for everything that he wasn't sure how to handle easy days with no hint of despair. Only in his dreams did he act like a gentleman. Then, as he remembered the direction of the daydream he'd just had, he reckoned he wasn't much of a gentleman there, either. Eager to get back to the task at hand, he moved down his row, pulling weeds and swatting away mosquitoes. When he stood up to wipe the back of his neck, old Philly cackled.
"What's wrong, Sergeant? That scar of yours paining you?"
He stilled. Though he knew he shouldn't, he traced a finger along the thick, raised line that ran down the back of his neck to a couple of inches above his shoulder blade. Even